Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Have you ever had that feeling like you're watching your own life happen from somewhere else, or maybe the world around you just doesn't seem solid? It's really unsettling.
Yeah, it's a feeling a lot of people dealing with anxiety know well. And today we're going to dive into that. Those feelings called depersonalization and derealization.
It can be super confusing, right? Even scary when you're in the thick of anxiety.
Definitely. So we'll be looking at some insights from Sean Kasam. He shares a lot on YouTube about his own experiences getting through this stuff. We're focusing on his perspective today.
Okay. So the plan is figure out what these feelings actually are, why they pop up with anxiety, according to Sean, and, you know, the big one, what can actually help.
Exactly. We want to offer some clarity, maybe some practical understanding, and definitely some hope.
Great. So let's start with definitions. Depersonalization. What did Sean say that feels like?
He described it as feeling detached from your own body, almost like you're watching yourself from the outside. He even used the phrase out-of-body experience.
Wow. Like you're there, but not really in there.
Precisely. That weird disconnect from your physical self.
And then derealization. How's that different?
That one's more about the outside world feeling unreal. Sean used some really vivid images, like seeing everything through a glass panel or maybe a dense fog.
Okay, so it's like the connection between you and everything else feels off.
Exactly. A barrier, almost.
Man, that sounds incredibly disorienting. Sean actually said he got worried, didn't he? Like, really worried.
Oh, absolutely. He mentioned fearing he'd somehow cause permanent brain damage because the sensations were just so alien.
Yeah, I can totally get that. If you feel that detached, your mind must go to some scary places.
It really can. And he points out sometimes it goes even deeper, making people question, you know, their own existence or if anything is real at all. It's profound stuff.
Okay, so this is often linked to anxiety, which is our focus, but it's not only anxiety, is it?
That's a really key point Sean makes.
Yeah.
No, it's not exclusive to anxiety. He mentioned these feelings can happen after really traumatic things too.
Like what sort of things?
Like losing someone close or experiencing combat and war, things that are deeply shocking to the system.
Knowing that probably helps people feel less alone or like they're not uniquely broken, you know?
I think so. It contextualizes it beyond just anxiety.
So let's connect it back to anxiety then. Why do these feelings tend to surface there? Sean talked about the worry cycle, right?
Yeah, that constant mental churn. People with anxiety often get stuck in this loop of checking in on themselves. How do I feel now? Am I okay? What's that sensation?
Always monitoring.
Exactly. And Sean suggests that this constant, intense mental activity can just wear the mind out.
Like cramming for an exam until your brain feels fuzzy.
That's the analogy he uses. Your mind gets kind of dull, unresponsive, because it's just overloaded.
Okay, so the brain's exhausted. How does that lead to feeling unreal?
Well, Sean proposes that depersonalization and derealization could actually be like a safety mechanism.
A safety mechanism? How?
Like the mind's way of protecting itself from too much worry, too much stress. It kind of shuts down a bit, dials back the intensity.
Okay, trying to give itself a break. But wait, you said these feelings can cause more anxiety.
Ah, yes. That's the really tricky part. This protective shutdown produces these weird feelings of unreality, which then naturally make you worry more.
Oh, wow. So it backfires.
It can, yeah. Sean calls it a vicious cycle. The feelings meant to protect you trigger fear, which keeps the mind feeling like it needs to stay protected, so the feelings stick around.
That makes so much sense, actually. It's like the solution becomes part of the problem.
Right. And you can even connect it to the whole fight, flight, or freeze response we talk about with stress.
Okay, how does it fit there?
Depersonalization and derealization could be seen as part of the freeze response. Your brain perceives overwhelming threat, even if it's emotional, like chronic worry, and it tries to protect you by kind of numbing things out, making things feel distant.
So it's your brain trying to cope, even if the coping mechanism itself feels awful.
That seems to be the idea. And alongside this, Sean also talks about brain fog. That often comes up too.
Right, brain fog. Describe that feeling.
It's that sensation of being mentally slow, maybe like there's a lag in your thinking, difficulty focusing.
Yeah, like wading through mental mud sometimes.
Exactly. And Sean links this to anxiety too. If your brain is constantly preoccupied with worry, constantly checking those internal feelings.
Doesn't have much bandwidth left for other things.
Pretty much. It's hard to focus outward, to process things quickly, when all your resources are tied up internally with the anxiety itself.
Okay, so we've got this picture. Detachment from self, detachment from the world, maybe brain fog, all potentially linked to the mind getting overwhelmed by anxiety and trying to protect itself, but maybe getting stuck.
That's a good summary of Sean's perspective, yeah.
So the million-dollar question, how do you start to get through this? Sean really emphasizes understanding it first, right?
Absolutely. That's step one. Just knowing why it's happening, that it's likely this protective response, this sign of stress, not a sign you're losing your mind or have brain damage, that knowledge itself can be huge.
It takes away some of the terror surrounding the feeling itself.
Exactly. It reduces the fear factor. Sean shared that for him personally once he really got that explanation.
What changed for him?
He stopped questioning it constantly. He stopped spending all his energy trying to figure it out or make it go away right now. He started to accept its presence.
Just accept it while feeling unreal. That sounds hard.
It is hard. But he focused on just continuing with his day, despite the feeling, without giving it all the focus, not fighting it so hard.
And what happened when he did that?
Well, Sean says that this acceptance, this reduction in focus and struggle, is what allowed the feelings to eventually start fading. It wasn't overnight, he mentions. It was one of the last anxiety symptoms to really go away for him.
That it did go away.
Yes.
Yeah.
By not constantly feeding it with fear and attention, he created the conditions for his mind to sort of recalibrate.
That's powerful. So acceptance, not fighting it constantly, and understanding the why.
Those seem to be the key ingredients from his experience.
Mm.
And he also adds a word of caution.
Oh, what's that?
About just watching videos or reading things for that quick hit of comfort. Like just seeking temporary reassurance.
Ah, right. Because that doesn't solve the underlying thing.
Exactly. The goal isn't just feeling okay for 5 minutes after watching a video. The goal, he stresses, should be long-term freedom from these feelings dominating your life.
Aiming for real recovery, not just coping moment to moment.
Precisely. And his own story, plus the work he does helping others, really shows that it is possible to overcome this.
He used another analogy too, didn't he? Something about an airbag.
Yeah, the mental airbag.
Uh-huh.
It's another way to think about that numbness or detachment, like an airbag deploying in a crash. It's meant to protect you from the impact, but the airbag itself can be unpleasant, you know?
Right. The numbness is a side effect of the protection kicking in.
Understanding that basic principle of protection, not damage, can really help diffuse those deep fears about it being permanent or something critically wrong with the brain.
Okay, so let's try and pull this together. The big takeaways from Sean's perspective that we've discussed.
Well, depersonalization, derealization, these feelings of unreality, they can definitely be triggered by anxiety. Often, they might represent the mind trying to shield itself from just too much stress.
And understanding that, knowing it's a kind of defense mechanism, even if it feels bad, that's the crucial first step.
It really is. It shifts the whole relationship you have with the feeling.
And the message here, really, drawing from Sean's journey, is one of hope, isn't it?
Absolutely. These feelings can be incredibly disturbing, no doubt. But they don't have to be permanent. Recovery is possible. Sean's experience is a testament to that.
And it helps not to go through it alone, right?
Definitely. Getting guidance, finding support, whether it's understanding concepts like these or just having someone to talk to, it can make the path feel less isolating and a lot clearer.
So for everyone listening, maybe just take a moment to reflect on this. Now that you've heard a bit more about why these feelings might be showing up, what's maybe one small thing, one tiny step you could try today?
Yet perhaps just a small shift away from that constant worry about the feeling itself and maybe towards a little bit more acceptance, a little bit more focus on just moving forward with your day.